You may think you had a tough time becoming a parent, but imagine being in a hardcore punk band and deciding to take the parenting plunge. For them, back in punk's heyday, everything was a sellout. A mortgage, a job, children. Here's the seminal punk rock band Black Flag, back in 1984, on fatherhood.
Family man, family man, family man. With your glances my way, taking no chances on the new day, family man, with your life all planned, your little sandcastle built, smiling through your guilt, family man. Here I come, family man. I come to infect, I come to rape your woman, I come to take your children into the street. I come for you, family man, with your Christmas lights already up. You're such a man when you're putting up your Christmas lights. First on the block, family man, I want to crucify you on your front door with nails from your well-stocked garage. Family man, family man, Saint Dad, father on fire. I've come to incinerate you. I've come home.
That's Black Flag, one of the bands featured in the documentary The Other F-Word. The documentary tells the stories of punks from the 80s and 90s who are now dads. The other F-word being father, of course. One of the fathers in the film is Jim Lindbergh. He's the former lead singer of the band Pennywise, famous for their punk anthem F-Authority. Anne Strainchamp spoke with Lindbergh and the director of the documentary, Andrea Nevins, about the trials and tribulations of the other F-word.
The problem was multifaceted. You know, the travel does get difficult after a while, and it seemed for a lot of bands now, because of the decline in CD sales, you're having to travel twice as much. So it's twice as hard for guys that have families at home. But I definitely understand that there are other lines of work where people have to travel a lot. I have friends who travel a lot for business. There's obviously people in the military that are gone for long periods of time. But the type of travel that bands do, it's a different city every single night. You know, so it's just tons of travel and tons of movement and stuff like that. And it got to the point where the record label, the agents, and the band members in my band, they wanted to continue to, you know, add more and more shows. And I had more and more piano recitals and soccer games and birthdays and Halloweens that I kept missing. And it was, you know, it was heartbreaking to miss those milestones. And they were just kind of piling up more and more. So I think it was a perfect storm for me in the punk rock dad lifestyle, where it just kind of, one side had to give. It was either the band or my family. And there's so many broken families in the music world. I knew I had to make the right choice.
You know, to speak to the issue of going out there and screaming F authority, a lot of the guys that we talked to were having some difficulty feeling authentic up there. And authenticity is one of the watchwords of the punk movement. And it does start to feel like a disconnect when you're up there screaming against the man and then coming home and being the man.
Right.
Being the
exactly.
man yourself.
And, yeah, exactly. And I feel stronger today probably than I did as a kid about politics and issues, because now I do have kids and I worry about their future. And you know, I read the newspaper cover to cover and listen to NPR and other other stations just to get as much information as I can. So I still feel very strongly, but there are songs that you wrote when you were 18, 19, 20 that don't have the same, they don't resonate the same way when you have a kid and when you have a song called F Authority, but you're, you know, trying to tell your kids to eat their vegetables, it becomes kind of hypocritical, to say the least.
And then those kids are the children of a punk musician. Do they turn right around and say, yeah, well, F you too, Dad?
I've been waiting for them, because then I'm going to ground them for weeks when they do that. But and that's how hypocritical it all is.
But that's the question. How can you? How could you ground your kid for saying that to you when you've been singing it at the top of your lungs to audiences for 20 years?
Because I'm their dad. And you don't talk back to me, because I'm your dad.
Oh, man.
Authority. Silent majority, raised by the system.
that message of the band that I think makes such an interesting conjunction with parenting. And there's some very practical parenting issues that then come up, like, you know, if you've spent your adult life writing lyrics that we can't legally repeat on the air, what do you do when your four-year-old uses the F word at school?
You know, that's a conundrum, and one that I faced, and that actually happened, where a kindergarten teacher on my very first back-to-school night, you know, said, oh, don't you have a song on the radio? I think I've heard it. And I tried to brush it off and say, no, you know, that's not me. And she's all, yeah, isn't it called F Authority? And I'm like, oh, yeah, well, I guess so. But, you know, I didn't write that one. And that's not about me. And, you know, let's focus on Brighton's work, not what Dad does. You
and
know,
we don't play that at home, I swear.
Yeah, it did get ridiculous.
Actually, which brings up an interesting, I mean, do you play your music at home? I mean, have your kids heard it all?
They've heard most of it. You know, we get played on the radio pretty frequently out here. And that song with the cuss word bleeped out gets played pretty regularly. So they know that's their dad. And I've had times where my youngest daughter came home from soccer practice and had a friend with her. And her friend said, my dad says that you have bad words in your songs. And like really scolded me. Like it was having like a 7-year-old scold me for my bad words. It was strange. But
and what did you say? Good,
I said, well, your dad's a jerk. but I used a 4-letter word for it. No, I didn't. But you know, it is a strange situation to be in, but I just tried to navigate it. I think every parent finds out it's just a different day. You're going to get a different challenge every day, and you just face it as it comes. And I think that's how you become a parent. You know, that's how you grow into the job.
You can take a garbage can and throw it through a car window, and someone will say, what the hell are you doing? You know, it's punk. You can do any thing you want to and just say, I'm punk.
It's just that kind of willfulness with a bit of insanity thrown in, a whole ton of you.
Going against the grain when everyone else tells you no, that's punk rock.
Punk rock was supposed to be about no responsibility, no rules, I'm gonna do things my way.
In your face.
We're at the wheel turn an hour before social distortion is gonna go on, and Betsy calls me, my wife, she goes, my water broke, I'm having a baby. And I'm just like, oh God, I don't know what to do.
You're gonna be the proud father of a little girl. I remember at that point, it was like everything went silent.
Some of the guys were like, good, you're gonna have a kid.
Having a baby changed everything.
You hear that, and it totally did. Wait, don't hit him with a stick, please. Thank you.
I was on the street from a real young age. I was headed for trouble.
Our dads weren't there, man, and so f*** you.
There's nothing really in the punk rock ethos that prepares you for being a dad.
Jim, if your younger self could see you today, would he think you've sold out?
No, I mean, there's a lot of different ways to describe that term. And I tried really, really hard with my band to walk that tightrope of getting the band heard by as many people as possible, but also doing things my own way and not, you know, giving in to certain influences. But, you know, I would hope my younger self would hear my latest album and still hear the fire and know that I still have the ideals that are there. Yes, they're probably tempered with the fact that I've got 3 young people to raise. But if they hear a song like The System or Living with Ghosts, you know, they know that I'm still fighting the righteous fight. So it's difficult, but I don't think I've sold out. I hope not.
And it's interesting that you use the word tempered, because I don't know. I mean, one of the things I really admire about the punk movement is that they really allow people to be authentic to themselves. And there's no one punk who's going to absolutely agree with another punk, but they honor the fact that they might have different values or different ideals, but that's okay because they're living them honestly.
Right.
And I think it's okay, given those rules, to slightly change your values or slightly change your priorities. But if you're living truthfully with them, then that's punk.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I guess what I'm really asking is, what does it mean to sell out anyway? And is there something strange about that notion, as though the choices that we make are wrong somehow if they don't adhere to some standard of purity we set for ourselves earlier in our lives?
Well, for me, it's always meant selling out means doing things just so you become more popular and famous and, you know, or like doing the big Ford Coca-Cola ad and
just to make money.
But, you know, it is a double-edged sword. I've put a lot of thought into this because here's a really good example. Like, let's say a huge corporation offers you $1 million to let us use your song in the new commercial. And you say, no, I'm not going to do that. That's horrible. And, you know, that goes against my morals. Okay. But what if your dad worked for minimum wage his whole life or very little money and worked his butt off for you to get ahead and probably died, you know, worked himself to death his whole life for you and heard that you were offered $1 million when he worked his whole life and you're going to turn down $1 million. He'd say, you're crazy. You're no son of mine. You know, why would you do that? So there's always been a point where, like, I have that understanding of, hey, it is money. This is food on the table for the kids. And you have to have that separation of what you're willing to do and what you're not willing to do. And that was difficult because we did get offered money to be in commercials that I turned down. And there was part of me like, why are you doing that? But you have to, the only thing you have at the end is your integrity. And if you can't live with yourself, it makes it difficult to continue putting out music because you just feel so crappy about yourself. So it was difficult. I'll admit to that. But I think a lot of other dads and parents go through similar situations, you know, to how to keep that youthful ideals that you have. You know, a lot of parents were hippies and now they're yuppies.
Well, the other thing is, who better to raise a teenager than a punk rock dad? I mean, who better to deal with all the teenage issues, sex and drug use and alcohol, than somebody who's actually been there?
Yeah, I can't wait for all that.
You don't take risks and you don't gamble with your children. You can take risks for yourself. I don't think we have the right to take risks with our children.
There's one thing to be an individual. There's another thing to be an individual at the cost of the people around you.
Someone said the other day to me, man, I wish you were my father. And I go, me too. I wish I was my father too.
I know there's kids out there that might be watching this or can relate or that are from broken homes and that you clung to that anger. But you learn over time, you learn to take the anger and make it something positive. You take a negative to positive, which is going to put you on top, which is another whole type of level of a punk rock feeling of like flipping the switch.
I just felt there was a better world out there, that with a little bit of unity and cooperation, we could all make this place better. And it's very idealistic. It's a very young person's way of looking at the world. But I think once you get older, you get a little more realistic. But that's what I want to have. That's what I want to hold on to, is that feeling that we can make a change up there. And maybe the way we change the world is by raising better kids and being more attentive to those kids. And maybe that's how we change the world. Instead of by writing a punk rock song, maybe we just be better parents. I want to be around for my kids. I want to be there when they want me to be there. And I think that's the punkest thing of all.
That's punk rock legend Jim Lindbergh from the documentary film The Other F Word. Andrea Nevins directed the film, and Strange Champ spoke with him.